You're listening to TV Madness with your host, Makisha Madden-Toby. And today's show, we're going to talk about the shows that are on the bubble. You know, like shows that are going to either be canceled or have been canceled. You got NBC's The Firm, which is all but dead. They've moved it. NBC moved it to Saturday nights, where shows go to die. Friday nights, too. But really, Saturday nights are like the graveyard, now have become the graveyard of TV, which is so sad because I remember watching a lot of TV on Saturday nights when I was a kid. And as well as shows like Fringe on Fox, which sort of has an uncertain future, and CSI New York, or CSI NY, on CBS. To talk about those possible cancellations, shows that have already been canceled, and shows that have already been canceled as well, is my friend, actuary, and TV, avid TV lover, and expert, Jeff Faber. Jeff?
Hi, Makisha.
Hi, thanks for doing the show.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You rock. So let's talk about The Firm. We're going to set up a clip, but before I do, going into the season, the show hadn't even started yet, and critics were already just slamming it. Like, they were saying that it was silly, that there was not enough there to go from the movie to a show. What did you think of it?
You know, it was something fraught with errors from the very beginning. Mm-hmm. I mean, it wasn't really cast until May or June of 2011.
Really? Yeah.
So it sounds like, you know, they had a plot, they had a framework, they sold it. Sony and Entertainment One co-produced it, and they had pre-sold it overseas to the point where you almost didn't need a cast.
What?
It's kind of like a wedding where, you know, the bride has everything planned and you only need to insert the groom at the very end. So it, obviously it didn't make for quality TV, and I don't think, you know, from the premiere on, I never got it. I never figured out how this was John Grisham's The Firm.
I know. Here's a clip.
Addie McDear.
Addie.
Mitch, hey, what number are you calling me from?
Yeah, I'm in code red. You need to get out of here. Code red.
What? Why?
I can't explain. They might be listening.
Who could be listening? What are you talking about?
Yeah, I promise you, I will explain everything later. But right now, you need to follow the emergency plan. You remember what we said?
Yes, you want me to go and...
Don't say it. Just go.
Will you be there?
Yeah, as soon as I can.
Oh, so out of breath, so little time.
Don't you remember the emergency plan?
Code red.
Not the red binder, the blue one.
You know what's so funny though? You're gonna kill me, Jeff. But I didn't hate the pilot. I mean, I didn't hate it. People were like, I mean, we were at TCA's. Critics were like, he's on a payphone. Where are their payphones? He ran across the Washington, the water. How did he run across that water? Why didn't the police stop him? I mean, like, there were all these hilarious, really practical, but, like, technical questions that I thought, okay, the show, either you hate or you love it, but come on, payphones, that's what you're going to harp on.
And you figure with all those leaps of logic, you know, that you would say, all right, it's a pilot, they'll settle out all that in a couple episodes, but it didn't get any better. I always thought that, you know, the Mitch McDear character, if he's practicing law, he's got to register with the State Bar Association. So obviously, all the mob has to do is call the Bar Association. And they know exactly where Mitchell McDear is.
And he didn't even change his name. And people were like, have you heard of Google? Do you know that you would Google him and find him in no time and the sun is looking? Yeah.
Well, we know that Google does not exist on TV.
Apparently not. And there are payphones everywhere in the world of television. Speaking of which, you know, we were talking about it, and I love talking to you about television because you have such I think the fact that you're an actuary, you bring such a fresh perspective to the whole medium. And you had this amazing notes. I wish people could see how detailed these notes are.
I've got a spreadsheet for everything.
I love it. This is brilliant. What about Fringe? Fringe, you got Terra Nova. These shows, the Fox executives basically said Fringe is dead.
Mm-hmm.
And they said Terra Nova is cheaper than Fringe. So of the two, Terra Nova will be the likelier to come back. What do you think?
Oh, I think that Fringe is all but dead. I liked Fringe from season one on, and I've seen that it definitely had some flaws, and I think it got a little lifeline last year.
Mm-hmm.
Late in the season, you know, a handout from Fox to continue one more year. I think people want to see if J.J. Abrams can actually answer questions in any of his shows.
Instead of creating more questions?
Exactly. Or just rebooting the whole series at the end of the season. It's a good show, but you know, it's obviously run its course. There aren't as many weird things that can happen anymore, you know.
Right.
We'll find out all these unanswered questions, you know, if Peter will ever find Olivia, you know, make his way home to Olivia, and you know, some of the other strangers.
Which Olivia? Olivia from the alternate world, or the Olivia that we? I mean, like, come on.
I'm kind of thinking that the Olivia in the alternate world is going to be the Olivia in the his current world, or he's going to realize he's in purgatory and all the characters are on an island. Wait, that was another show.
You know, the thing about it is, I was just hoping that the show would stick around long enough so John Noble will get an Emmy nomination, which he has so desperately been robbed of every season. And I just think, what does he have to do? I love him as Walter. He's fantastic. He's like the soul of that show.
He is fantastic. I mean, he is obviously, that character is one of the most fun to play characters. You know, we have wry smiles when we watch it on Fridays now, my wife and I. And we look at each other like, how much fun would this be to play a mad scientist that can do everything, that
I know.
Has a cow in his laboratory.
Who gets a snack in every episode and who is like one of the most tender father figures on television, I would say.
Absolutely. I mean, he's a modern-day father's know best.
Yeah.
But, you know, crazy mad scientist.
Now, we talked about, in your notes, I see you mentioned, Are You There, Chelsea? And Whitney. What is going on with NBC? Why are these shows still on? How is this possible? How is it that they cancel Free Agents, which, granted, was not great, but it's better than Whitney and Are You There, Chelsea? What's going on?
You know, Free Agents wasn't great, but it actually held me for at least an episode and a half.
Right.
Are You There, Chelsea? And Whitney and Harry's Law, you know, was the original Wednesday night lineup is just an absolute death spiral.
Oh, my God.
It's kind of funny, but, you know, when you look at that Wednesday night lineup, anything that NBC puts on is going to be opposite Survivor, Modern Family, American Idol.
That's true.
So it doesn't really have a chance. But, you know, some of that niche marketing with, you know, the shows of Are You There, Chelsea? And Whitney, you know, that sardonic, crazy single female
with an attitude. The thing is with particularly with Are You There, Chelsea? Is Chelsea Handler is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
She works it on her talk show. I don't know if that means she's worthy of a sitcom, but to make matters more complicated, she's not the star of the show.
No, she plays her own sister.
It doesn't make
sense. How crazy is that?
Like, whose logic? In what world? Like, why wouldn't you? If you have Chelsea Handler, make her the star of your show. Just a wild thought. Just make her. Her name's in the title.
Can you have
somebody else playing Chelsea.
Can you imagine being in the studio when the executives gave you your notes and say, Chelsea, we love the show, we love the idea, but you can't play yourself.
You're too old.
You're too old.
Isn't that the message, though? I mean, that's what they're saying without saying it. And then when the critics asked them about it, which, oddly enough, they went heavier on The Firm than Chelsea went.
Well, I think the expectations of The Firm were a little bit more than, you know, a half-an-hour sitcom starring someone. I wish that they had kept Are You There, Vodka? It's Me, Chelsea, from her book.
Right.
But, you know, I think now it's the studio execs are going to be knocking on the door and saying we need to have a little meeting.
Oh, my God. Now, okay, so last but not least, are those, I don't even know what you would call them, men are in danger, white men are endangered species shows where you have How to Be a Gentleman, Work It, Man Up, Rob, which I can't, technically doesn't fall into it, but it kind of does because he's like surrounded by brown people. And
he's surrounded by actors. it's tough, you know, because these white men are endangered shows are all endangered. I mean, the ratings, they've been sucking wind on most of the shows are drawing up between a rating point or two rating points. I think Rob's the
strongest of
the outlier, only because it follows some heavy hitters on CBS.
Oh, but, The Big Bang Theory, which it doesn't. You wouldn't think that the same audience would be interested in that show.
I think you could honestly put in Work It, you know, a really poor Bosom Buddies reboot,
right?
On Rob instead of Rob, and it might get higher ratings.
Right, you could put anything in there, and people would watch because they just are too lazy to turn.
There's something about, you know, white men as an endangered species. You know, we're threatened.
And these shows are threatening people's common sense. That's what's endangered.
Absolutely, I feel dumber after, you know, 24 minutes of of any of those shows. But no, it's one of those things. It's like CBS is funny because they've got Rob, and then a couple days later, they've got The Good Wife, which was a critical darling.
Yeah. And, what happened? It's sort of fallen off. Yeah.
Is it
the football thing? You think that the Sunday Night Football, them having it on Sundays and sometime it not, you know, airing because of football? Or what do you think that's about?
Yeah, you know, anytime you juggle a schedule, you're always going to upset some people. Mm-hmm. And, I think The Good Wife appeals to a certain demographic that I don't know what its DVR plus 7 is compared to its regular ratings. But I don't think that the people that watch The Good Wife are going to DVR it. And so when you turn on and you see football, you're like, ugh. Okay, I guess I'm not going to watch it this week.
That's a really good point. That's a good point. Last question. Mm-hmm. I could talk to you for hours, but no.
We have.
Has it been? Oh, my God. of all the shows that are on the bubble, what do you think has the strongest likelihood of coming back next season?
Strongest show on the bubble. That's tough. I think, obviously, you know, you got shows like Terra Nova where it's, you know, it's an either or, you know, mm-hmm. either Fox is going to cancel Fringe or Terra Nova.
Mm-hmm.
Either the CW is either going to cancel The Ringer or Heart of Dixie.
Hopefully not for how Tanya's fake.
Oh, gosh, they'll break her heart. It's her guilty pleasure. I think shows that could come back, my guess is, you know, Cougar Town will likely come back.
Yeah, if it works out on Tuesdays. I think ABC's just trying to figure out where to stick it.
Yeah, yeah. I think also, you know, CSI Miami has been rumored to kind of be on it, waning out,
right.
as well as CSI New York.
Which I think is, of the two, New York, I guess the contract's up and they have enough in the can for syndication, obviously, so they're probably going to cut that one of the two. It's the
right.
Bigger. Yeah.
And I think Gary Sinise has probably seen his fair share of scripts in the last year, and he probably wants to do something else.
Understandably.
No, I think, you know, Smash is one of those bubble shows that, you know, with fairly strong premiere.
Right.
Precipitous decline in its second episode. NBC's thinking about canceling it. You know, they're floating ideas. But
wow.
I think that they spent too much money. It's a good show.
Yeah.
Production value is pretty decent, too. I mean, it looks like an NBC show should.
Exactly. Remember that?
Exactly.
Jeff, you're the best. I love you. I think you're so awesome. I got to have you back on the show, so just make sure you have some days open in April.
Absolutely.
May. Okay.
Thanks, Makisha.
You're the best. Take care.
Bye.
I want to thank our guest, Jeff Faber, who is amazing. NPR West, Leo, who makes things happen. This is the man, I'm telling you. Fanny Wang, funny name, great sound. And Adam Janis, thank you so much for your help. Take care.